Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., in anticipation, I guess I should say, of Small Business Week. You know, for you and me, folks, every week is Small Business Week, isn't it? Darn right. That's what I tell people. Every day is Small Business Day for me, and I know it is for you, too, but there is a time during nationally when the top folks in the government representing SBA, the U.S. Small Business Administration, stops for a little bit and says, okay, we work hard all the time for small business, but let's just stop for a moment and have a little celebration. And that's what's happening next week, Monday and Tuesday, here in Washington, D.C. And as I mentioned earlier, this is my 10th year to support the SBA. This is my third administrator to work with, which I'm very happy to do. And Stephen Preston, by the way, Stephen Preston is going to be with us in just a little bit. He's not quite here yet. We're working on that. But the Small Business Week is kind of an interesting thing because the United States government says it's one particular week, and they celebrate that. Typically, it's in April. Sometimes it's the very first of May. It has been over the years. But then communities around the country celebrate Small Business Week in other weeks, and that's just fine. There's nothing in the world wrong with that because it needs to coincide with the schedule of when the local leadership can do it. Typically, it's the Chamber of Commerce that focuses on Small Business Week and develops it and has their annual Small Business celebration and recognition and all that. Typically, that's what happens. And I attend those all around the country during the year, speaking to chambers of commerce, going to those organizations, and working with them to help them celebrate Small Business Week. So don't be concerned that the SBA is celebrating Small Business Week next week, and your chamber isn't, because that's okay. It's just fine. And one of the things that's going to be happening next week, and this is one of my favorite things to do, one of my favorite parts of Small Business Week, is the fact that we're going to have small business winners, champions from each state, all over the country, coming in, and they're going to be recognized for the outstanding work that they do. And this is no beauty contest, ladies and gentlemen. You have to qualify. You have to go through a little bit of a gauntlet to and show your bona fides, show your strength as a small business owner, what you've accomplished in order to be selected as the small business winner for any particular state. And then all that rolls up to the national level, and then the number one, two, and three, maybe fourth. I'm not sure how many they're going to celebrate, how many they're going to recognize this year. Typically three or four of those will be recognized as the top small business winners in the United States. And Administrator Stephen Preston is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He is, as I said, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. He and I have met several times. You've heard him on this show a number of times before, and we're glad to have him back. Mr. Administrator, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
It's good to be on with you.
Well, I know you're a busy guy, and we appreciate the time you're giving us. And thank you for inviting me back to help you guys celebrate Small Business Week next week.
Well, you are not only a strong advocate, but you're a great MC. So we're looking forward to having you up on stage and helping us celebrate all the great things that these businesses have done.
Well, I appreciate that, and as you know, this is my 10th year to support the SBA during Small Business Week, and we're very excited about that. And thank you for asking me to help out. I love speaking to the small business owners and the people who are here to celebrate small business. How, in your opinion, Mr. Administrator, how is small business doing in America today?
Well, small business is doing well. And, you know, we consistently see in our country right now job formation. I think we just finished the 43rd month of consecutive growth in jobs. And small businesses are creating those jobs. You know, they create two-thirds of the jobs in our country. And so we see a good environment. The capital markets are still good. We're a little concerned about what's happening in the subprime market right now, but they're still very good for small business. And so we continue to see good activity, and it is so important for our country when you look at the value that small businesses provide.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. And small business, you know, there have been probably, I think the number I've seen recently, that there have been over 7 million jobs created since 2003.
Right.
And as you say, I mean, I don't know the exact numbers. Maybe you do, but I would say probably 90% of those jobs have been created by small business.
Well, small businesses, you know, are the job engine in this country. And, you know, we forget how robust our job environment is right now compared to so many other places in the world. We've created more new jobs in this country than all of the other major industrialized countries combined for the period of time that you just mentioned. And, and you know, it's because we have an environment where small businesses can start, where they can get capital, where they can flourish, where people are used to seeing a new idea come to fruition. And that's why it's so exciting to be a part of what we do at the SBA, because, you know, we not only help them get capital, but we've got thousands of people around the country that sit down with these small business owners every day and counsel them on how to do cash flows or a business plan or a marketing plan. We help them get government contracts so they can grow more effectively. And then, you know, at the national level, as you well know, Jim, we advocate on their behalf, and we think we've saved small business owners billions of dollars by advocating against harmful regulation that could hurt them. So it's really a blessing, I think, for me to be a part of such a great story in this country.
Well, there's no question about that, and I want to come back to that in a second. But one thing I want to mention you before we leave the jobs thing, as you know, many communities are out there looking for the 200 person plant, the 500 person plant, you know, the next big industrial score. All those 7 million jobs, most of those 7 million jobs were created by small business owners one at a time. And I'd like to encourage communities, every time a small business owner has a job, they should celebrate that. And I mean really celebrate it, not just say, oh, good job. I mean, I think every job should be celebrated, and small business owners should get that kind of recognition, and I'm sure you agree with me. Mr. Administrator, stand by. We've got to take a quick break. We come back, folks. I'm going to get Administrator Preston to talk to us a little bit about some of the specific things that the SBA does for small businesses across the country, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening next week during Small Business Week right here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Stay with us.
When I was a young boy, slipping away those young boy ways. Now that I'm
welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Administrator Stephen Preston, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, an organization that I've been working with now for a long time and have grown to really appreciate the good work that they do, the professionals that are there, all the different people we worked with over the years. Just, folks, if you haven't met the SBA representatives in your state, in your district, you need to do that. Even if you don't need anything, you should go call on them. You should find out where they are and go call on them. You will be impressed with the quality of individual that you'll meet, and you might find out that they can help you even if you didn't know you needed any help. And Mr. Administrator, on behalf of small business owners out there, we want to thank you for those people out there who are doing such a great job for small business.
Well, I have to say, you know, we have almost 1,000 people around this country in the field, and you know, a lot of people like to give us credit in Washington, but these are really the unsung heroes. They go to work every day. A lot of these guys work very late nights, weekends, putting on events for small businesses, coordinating locally to help with other, you know, needs of other agencies. And they, you know, when I travel the country, time and again, I have small business owners coming up to me saying, if it weren't for your person in this office, I wouldn't be in business today. Or I was about to go in bankruptcy, and your people sat down with me and helped me figure out how to get my business back on track. Or I couldn't get a loan anywhere, but your people worked with me, and I got an SBA guaranteed loan.
Mr. Administrator, could I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
You're talking to one of those guys.
That's right. That's right.
If you went for an SBA guaranteed loan a number of years ago, I'm standing here talking to you right now.
Yeah, and you're a terrific example. Look what a great franchise you've built up, and what a value for America that is.
Well, I appreciate it, but I'll tell you, I mean, folks, I mean that, and I don't want to dwell on that because we've got a lot more to talk about. Mr. Administrator, next week, we can't go any further without talking about what's happening next Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, next Monday and Tuesday is our SBA has its 2 days of celebrations for Small Business Week. And this is a time when we bring in small businesses from across the country and we celebrate their success. And we give out awards for every state has a small business owner or a small business winner, rather. And we bring them all in, and we recognize one of them is the National Small Business Winner of the Year. We actually recognize the top three. We also give an award out next week called the Phoenix Award, and that is to recognize people who've helped small business owners who've gone above and beyond the call of duty to help other people, other small businesses in a disaster. If their community has been hit by a tornado or some other natural disaster, so many times you see people in the community pull together in extraordinary ways. And one of the things we do is we actually lend money to disaster victims at the agency. Mm-hmm. And we want to recognize those people as well. Secretary of Commerce is going to be speaking there. We're going to have Fran Townsend, who works in the White House and heads the Homeland Security Council. So she's going to talk about many of the issues our country faces and how they apply to small business and the Homeland Security side and a number of other people. So it's going to be a great celebration. I think it's going to be valuable for the people there. And you know, we look forward to seeing you, Jim. So that's a lot of fun, too.
I'm looking forward to being there. I'm looking forward to helping you get the thing kicked off there at lunch on Monday. And it's just my pleasure to be doing that. Is the big guy going to be there? Can you talk about that? He's been there in years past.
He has. We don't think he's going to make it this year. He had a scheduling conflict, and we don't think it's going to work out. He's got some pretty significant other obligations over those 2 days.
So, well, Mr. Administrator, let me make a couple of phone calls. I think I might be able to work that out for you.
Yeah, you know, if you could.
I wish I had known this a little earlier. I'll make a couple of phone calls and see what I can do for you.
Well, we'd be happy to bump a couple of other people off the schedule if we can get them. So.
Yeah, I heard he's a little.
Jim, the thing about the president is, I have to say, he is a terrific advocate for small business, and he has driven tax reform and regulatory reform. He is fighting very hard to fix our health care system specifically for the benefit of small businesses. And, you know, I know small business legislation doesn't necessarily command what's in the press today, but he has been a real fighter for small business, and I'm just it's done a world of good for the people that we represent.
Well, there's no question about that. That between the tax adjustments that were made in 2003, trying to get some health care, as you say, the health care programs fixed, and a number of other things, as you say, that don't always get in the press. He has done a great job for small business. I don't know of any president that I've ever heard speak, say the word small business as much as he does.
Yeah.
And think, I mean, I've heard him speak many times on small business, and it's very impressive. What would you like to leave small as we wrap up here? We got about a minute. How would you like to leave my audience with? What would you like to say to them in your final thoughts?
You know what? I would like to say that in so many ways, I think small business is a reflection of our country's greatness. The entrepreneurial spirit and the dividends we see in our society are really you can't really count them up. And if you have people that you know who are excited about the idea of going into small business, let us help you out. Let us help you out by finding out about training and counseling or other kinds of support so that you can make sure you get it off to the right start, so you make sure you have a foundation to get a good, solid small business going. Most of our services are free, and we know everybody else out there who can help.
Mr. Administrator, thank you for being here. Good job today. And thank you for the good job you're doing on behalf of small business at the SBA. And I'm looking forward to whooping it up on behalf of small business with you next week.
All right. We're looking forward to seeing you. Take care.
Thanks. Stephen Preston, ladies and gentlemen, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.